Shalom, dear brothers and sisters. Greetings in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is Brother Edgardo Rezos from the Philippines. And again, it's my lot to share to you little thoughts from the Word of God for this week's daily devotion. And I want to thank the different ministers, brothers that was able to minister here in this platform, who have been blessing us for the word. Amen. May God bless you even more, brothers. Amen. And we are also grateful to our brother Andrew Fury and brother Jesse Insema for making this platform of fellowship of course possible for each one of us. We start our day meditating God's word, a beautiful and a right start of the day. Amen. Now this has been a platform of blessing for us. This has been a useful platform wherein we can have fellowship with one another by the ministration of the word, by the able ministers of God from different places. And so for this day, we will start this day with a prayer. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for this opportunity to be at your table daily with your able ministers. And thank you, Lord, for making us filled with eagerness to hear your word. And for this day, Lord, thank you for waking up in your presence with joy in our hearts. This is another day to ponder upon your goodness and love to each other, love to each and every one of us. Another day to have fellowship with you, the one and only true God. And Lord, bless us as we meditate upon your word. Let our soul be fed. Let our soul rejoice and take its strength from you. Yes, Lord. Bless our week as we commit it unto you. In the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. Now, let us turn our Bibles to Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 8 verse 7, and later to Psalms 90 verses 9 to 12. Jeremiah chapter 8 verse 7. Let us take our study here in these verses of the scripture. Jeremiah chapter 8 verse 7. Yah, the stork in the heaven knoweth her appointed times, and the turtle and the crane and the swallow observe the time for their coming. But my people know not the judgment of the Lord. In Psalms chapter 90, verse 9 to 12, Psalms 90. For all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 70 years, and if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Who knoweth the power of thine anger, even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath. Verse 12, so teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Amen. Now, let me speak this week on a four-letter word subject, which is time. Amen. Time. Now, you know, time is very important in the economy of God. God is not subjected to time, but he subjected his creation to it. Everything that he created, put he in time. Yes, every creation is subjected to time. And God has purpose for everything and put timetable for his purpose to be accomplished in an appointed time. Amen. Our scripture reading tells us that the stork in the heaven knoweth her appointed times. And the turtle and the crane and the swallow observe the time of their coming. Now, what are these animals and why do God use them as examples? Now, you know, storks are birds, social birds. They hunt for food in groups and they nest in colonies. Small groups of storks forage in wetlands. They find their food in wetlands, frequently following each other one by one in a line. And in the late afternoon, when the temperature rises, wood storks often take to the sky, soaring on thermal like raptors. And it is beautiful to see during this period of the day. Amen. And the cranes also are not diurnal, or the opposite of nocturnal, meaning daytime birds. They vary in sociality by season or location. Now, during the breeding season, they are territorial and usually on their territory all the time. In contrast, in the non-breeding season, they tend to be gregarious, forming large flocks to roost, socialize, and in some species, fed. Now, and turtles also are not social creatures. While they typically don't mind if there are other turtles around them, they don't interact or socialize. That is according to Encyclopedia Britannica. Most turtles are active during the day, and they spend their time looking for food during daytime. And so, brothers and sisters, each of these animals know their time. They know when to hide themselves, and they know the time to socialize and or hunt food. But the Bible said, "My people know not the judgment of the Lord." Amen. Now, brothers and sisters, time is important in the accomplishment of God's mighty plan. And as God's redeemed people, we as sons and daughters of God, we must know and we must be sensitive to God's time. Like what the Bible said in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2. It says here, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2, "For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation I have succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." Amen. And in Hebrews chapter 3, verse 15, Hebrews chapter 3, verse 15, "While it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts." While it is said today. Amen. So, let us be sensitive as to the time of God. If today we will hear his voice, we should not harden our hearts. Amen. We should not waste time. Let us consider time so precious that God has given it to us as a gift, as an opportunity, that every tick of it, every tick-tock of that time, we should be doing something for God's glory. Amen. Like the prayer of King David, he said, Lord, teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. Lord, teach us to number our days. Brothers and sisters, our days are short. Amen. David said, we may attend to 70 or 80 years old, and we go. We fly away. Amen. So he said, Lord, help us to number our days. Help us to spend our days with something worthwhile, accomplishing something for the glory of God. Amen. Let not your days here on earth be wasted, brothers and sisters. Let us redeem time, redeeming the time, Paul said. Amen. Let us use time so that those of the world will see the glory of God in us. Let us walk not in vanity. Amen. Let us walk with direction. Let us walk with purpose. Let us walk with an objective. And that objective is to serve God along with His given time for us. Amen. We must be sensitive to God, to God given time. Amen. Because God works in time. And we must be found in the timetable of God. Yes, God works in time. Amen. The Bible said Enoch walked with God. And there was a testimony that he pleased God. And he was not because God took him. The Bible said so. So, you know, the Bible counted exactly the number of days Enoch had on earth. Amen. The scripture said Enoch walked with God after he begot Methuselah 300 years and begot sons and daughters, and all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. And so if we read the scripture carefully, we will notice that the scripture specifically counted all the years of Enoch's life he spent in walking with God. And that is 300 full years, 300 years, amen. All 300 years of Enoch, after he begot Methuselah, he walked with God. Amen. Minding on what pleases God. Minding on what the will of God is. Amen. And he was very sensitive to the timepiece of God. Being sensitive to it, he named his newborn son Methuselah. Now, all the days of all the days of Enoch were 300 years, and all the days of those 300 years in Enoch's life were Enoch spent in walking with God. Amen. Lord, teach us to number our days. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And then Enoch named his son Methuselah. He received something from God. It was revealed to him that the years ahead of him will be evil days. And God showed him that his son, Methuselah, will be the mark, will be an ensign. Amen. Methuselah means when he is gone, it will come. When he is gone, it will come. Amen. And you know, computing the ages of Methuselah from the ages of those descendants who followed him and the age of Noah, when which was 600 years when the flood came, it will come out that from Methuselah's birth to the flood in Noah's time is 969 years. And that is exactly the age of Methuselah when he died. Amen. And so hidden in the name of Methuselah was the flood, the judgment of God that was coming, which God revealed to Enoch in advance. Amen. So right in time, brothers and sisters, God is working along with his time frame, along with his appointed time. Amen. He works with a timeline. When his appointed time is come, he will do things as he wills. Amen. And so we must be found within the time appointed by God, first and foremost. Amen. We must not be outside of his timeline to be included, so to speak. Like Enoch, he was found working within the timepiece of God. He walked with God all that 300 years of his life, and he was not, because God took him. Amen. He experienced translation, brothers and sisters, because he knew how to number his days. He knew how to purposefully use his days while living each day on earth. He obtained a testimony that he pleased God. Amen. My prayer for us, brothers and sisters, is that may we be found doing worthwhile things, doing that which pleases God in these our days. Amen. And so like Enoch, we'll obtain a testimony that we please God, and then one day we will not be found here on earth by our unbelieving relatives, because God shall take us away unto him. Amen. Now, let us continue this subject next days in this week. God bless you all today is my prayer. Shalom, everyone.